This portion of the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast brought to you by Little Dogs. Want to feel insecure in your masculinity? Try walking a little dog. That's Little Dogs. Episode 14, Keeping It Cool. All right, sit back, shut up, kiss the kids goodnight. The 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast is about to begin. Hey, welcome to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki G. I'm here to inform, delight, entertain, and talk about all things off-road for the next 10 minutes or so. Why 10 minutes? Well, let's just say I can get anything done in 10 minutes or less. More times, it's more or less. All right, welcome to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast. I'm your host, Nikki G. Tonight, we're going to talk about keeping it cool. Recently, I had a little bit of a cooling issue on my Jeep. Anybody with an XJ knows we always have a heating problem. Not heat blowing out the hot air, but keeping your Jeep cool. Not with the AC, but the cooling condition, your radiator, water pump, coolant, all that jive. Engine temperature is what I'm talking about. And I gotta say, I have two Jeeps. The Jeep that drives on the road and the Jeep that's off-road. It's the same Jeep, but they behave differently. Over the road, my Cherokee is a dream. Drives great, handles great. Engine temperatures never rises. It's a perfect machine. On the trail, it's a different animal. It squeaks, it rattles. On the trail, it's a different animal. It squeaks, it rattles. It makes funky noises, and the temperature on the trail shoots up. Driving low and slow, it always makes it, you know, a little bit warm. I've never overheated it, but it's come close a few times. And driving on the trails all day, low and slow, with a hot engine temperature or higher engine temperature than normal. When I say higher, I mean it's 220, 230. Ish. If I ever get to 240, I shut it off, but that hasn't happened far and few in between. But then after driving on a trail all day with the higher engine temperature, coming home, I get a heat soak where engine runs fine, great while I'm on the highway. And then when I stop at my first stoplight, when I pull off the highway, if I let it idle just a few seconds, it'll sputter and stall. I let it set a second or two, and it starts up and drives until I get to the next stoplight. And when I go to idle, it stutters and stalls. And what's happening is it's the dreaded heat soak. The fuel in the injectors are vaporizing before they can get to the cylinder because it's so hot. And I've tried several things to fight that. I put hood vents in. Hood vents helped out quite a bit. It's not the fix-all, but it's helped. My next step to fight that is try to put in a heat shield. But I'm going down a rabbit hole. My cooling problem. I've got the OEM radiator. I've got the AutoZone OEM replacement radiator. Got the OEM replacement water pump and the thermostat. I go with 195 degree, which is OEM recommended temperature, but I use a fail-safe thermostat, which is guaranteed to fail in the open position, mostly because I'm not the only one who drives my Jeep, and I'm worried that something as simple as a thermostat, which fails quite a bit, will fail in the closed position, and whoever's driving my Jeep won't catch it and drive the Jeep until it boils down, which is no bueno. So I use a fail-safe thermostat and everything, not basically for me, but for the other drivers of my family. And a word about fail-safe thermostats is, yeah, they fail in the open position, but they fail all the time. If you get your engine slightly warmer than normal operating temperature, it's going to fail. And it fails in the open position, so you don't really notice it until the winter time comes. and you go to turn on your heat and it's blowing out kind of warmish air. So my solution to that is every fall I do a coolant flush, replace the thermostats in my vehicles. And yeah, every fall I pull out a fail-safe thermostat stuck in the open position on my Jeep, on my wife's Jeep, who's on the road. I take the fail-safe thermostat out to flush the system, and then I put it back in because it hasn't failed yet. It's still good. So while I was talking about thermostats, when I was a kid, we used to just, when the thermostat failed, just pulled it out. We lived without heat in the wintertime or warmish. I guess it blew out warmish heat, but when it's like 0 degrees outside, 40 degree heat, it feels pretty warm. The first thing I ever did on my Cherokee is pull the thermostat out. And the very next day I put a thermostat back in because I've experienced overheating at idle or hot temperatures at idle. And so I was just thinking, is that my system or is everybody's Jeep like that? So I reached out on Facebook and asked a question in a couple of forums. And I asked, do you run with a thermostat? Yes or no? And I got blasted. Everybody telling me, fix the system right, put the thermostat back in. They all assumed I was running without a thermostat, or they didn't understand the purpose of my question. But I appreciate everybody's concern. But the results is I had 8 people tell me, yeah, they run without a thermostat. 24 people tell me, no, keep the thermostat in. I had 2 maybes. Had several people confirmed what I thought all along, that you need the back pressure of the thermostat to slow the water flow down so it'll stay in the radiator long enough to transfer heat. So in conclusion to the question to my cooling problem, yeah, I've had a little bit of a cooling problem, and I tried to track it down. And the first thing I did was I took my clutch fan out. I take that back. The first thing I did was flush the system and replace the thermostat. The second thing is I took my clutch fan out and I drove a bolt through it, pin it straight through, so it was no longer a clutch fan. It was just a fan bolted directly to the engine. So every time the engine turned one revolution, the fan turned a revolution. And that seemed to help a little bit, but I didn't like it. It was very noisy. It bothered me that wasn't, you know, that's not the way they designed the engine. So I bought a Napa heavy duty clutch fan, which I always buy, and installed that. And I changed the water pump with the OEM style water pump. And that still didn't solve my problem. Whenever I stopped at a red light or let it idle, or if I was in McDonald's drive through, my temperature would soar. It just wouldn't idle. So I flushed the system out, have the new clutch fan and new water pump, and still no change. So I took the radiator out, put in a new radiator, new OEM replacement radiator, 1 core with the plastic tanks, and it slightly improved, but I still ran hot on idle. So then I was trying to think, what has changed in my Jeep? And recently, earlier this spring, actually this winter, I added a transmission oil cooler to my system. I bought the B&N stacked plate transmission cooler, and I ran my transmission lines through the transmission cooler and then into the transmission cooler in the radiator and then back to the transmission, which is not how it was recommended to do it by B&N. But the gentleman who rebuilt my transmission recommended I did that. So this way in the winter when it's cold, my transmission oil is guaranteed to be at about 200 degrees. He says my transmission oil should be 150 to 200 degrees. And if it gets near 300, then you're in big trouble. But he said 150 to 200 is the operating temperature of my transmission. And so I regress, but I have the transmission cooler on the driver's side, directly in front of the electric fan. And my theory is now is that the added heat from the transmission cooler was not really because the electric fan wasn't on. all the time that the transmission, there was no air flowing through the transmission cooler, the air conditioning condenser, and the radiator when the vehicle wasn't moving and the fan was off. And all that extra heat, added heat in one place, brought my idling temperature up. So I decided to test that theory. I could have either disconnected and bypassed my transmission oil cooler, or I thought, how about if I move it over to the passenger side right in front of the mechanical fan that's always spinning? And I moved my transmission cooler over to the passenger side, and I added an extra space to it. Instead of having it just up against my transmission or my air conditioning condenser with the little quarter-inch rubber feet, I moved it a good inch and a half away from my condenser, all the way up against the grill. I made a little metal bracket, which maybe someday I'll go over how I did that. But I have a lot of airflow. So now the mechanical fan not only pulls air through the condenser, through my transmission cooler, but it pulls air from around. So it has more airflow, cooler air. That's my theory. I might be wrong, but who knows? But that hit the nail on the head. My transmission cooler being on the driver's side, I guess to you people in England, that would be the left side. But my transmission cooler being on the left side just added extra heat to my system at idle. And moving it over to the right side, passenger side, seemed to solve that problem. So I've got, just to recap, I've got the OEM radiator, OEM water pump, the Napa heavy-duty fan clutch, a 195-degree fail-safe thermostat. That seems to work great. And I also run 50-50 distilled water, green antifreeze. All right, now it's time for the question of the month. And I know it's halfway through August, and we just laid to rest the question of the angry eye grills. Why are they so angry? And we come to determine that because they're upset because all their friends saw them at the mall. Yeah, I know. That's kind of lame. But the question of the month this month is, or we should say for the month of September, are unicorns. Do they really exist, or are they just ponies with a funny hat? All right, so that's about all the time I have. Thanks for listening. And you can catch the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. You can listen to the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast on Podbean. Yeah, it's a real thing. Apple Podcast, Google Play, and YouTube. A lot of people listen to the podcast on YouTube, which it's a video platform, so it's kind of defeats it. But anyhow, I appreciate you guys to subscribe and watch it. Listen to the show any way you can. You can contact the 10-Minute Off-Road Podcast at 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. That's 10minuteoffroad@gmail.com. Or you can message us on Instagram, Twitter, or Facebook. We have a Facebook page. Yeah, I know. I'm not too active on it. All right. Until next time, this is Nikki G saying, wheel what you got and be happy.